And we go next to a state that could influence control of the Senate, though nobody would have predicted it, the state of Kansas. The weather is unpredictable. Storms come roaring across the plains. Think Dorothy and her dog. The politics usually are not so unpredictable. It's heavily Republican in Kansas, deep red. The state's entire congressional delegation is Republican right now. But this year, Kansas politics are becoming as unpredictable as the weather. Some veteran Republicans are unexpectedly fighting to keep their jobs. NPR's Don Gagne has this story of one of them, three-term U.S. Senator Pat Roberts.
The Kansas State Fair comes to life pretty early. By 8 a.m., there's already serious competition going on in the sheep and goat barns as future farmers of America guide their animals around the small ring.
First place, Geraldine Hoover Dickinson. Second, Austin Simpson Cherokee.
That's from Saturday at the fair. By mid-morning that same day, on the other side of the fairgrounds, a much noisier crowd gathered.
And good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson and the Bretts and Young Injury Lawyers Arena as we bring you now the U.S. senatorial debate.
The incumbent in this race is Senator Pat Roberts. At 78 years of age, he's been in Congress for more than 30 years, the past 18 almost, in the Senate. His opponent, though, is not a Democrat, but an independent. 45-year-old businessman Greg Orman, who's hoping that at a time of hyper-partisanship, moderate Republicans, Democrats, and independents will find his pitch appealing. Here's how he describes the state of things in Washington.
We're sending the worst of both parties there. Bitter partisans who care more about pleasing extremists than they do solving problems. I've tried both parties, and like lots of Kansans, I've been disappointed. That's why I'm running for the United States Senate as an independent.
To say Senator Roberts is a Kansas institution is an understatement, but Orman sees an opening. The senator had a tougher-than-expected challenge from a Tea Party candidate in the primary. Roberts' approval ratings are very low this year. He's accused of being more Washington than Dodge City, his hometown. And there were questions raised about where he actually lives, in Kansas or suburban D.C. He also seemed to be taking re-election for granted. But in the debate, he came out swinging, repeatedly portraying Orman as a friend of President Obama and Harry Reid, an insult in a place like Kansas.
The choice is clear. I am the only candidate on this stage that will vote to put Harry Reid out to pasture and break the gridlock. Now, my opponent wants you to believe he's an independent. He is not. He is a liberal Democrat by philosophy.
It was hard to keep track of all the times Roberts mentioned Harry Reid in the debate. Orman, meanwhile, hasn't said which party he'll caucus with if he gets to Washington as an independent U.S. senator. Now, some background on what makes this race perhaps the most unusual this year. There was no Democrat on the stage because nominee Chad Taylor last week dropped out of the race. He saw no chance of winning, and his withdrawal gives Greg Orman a much better shot at an upset. Senator Roberts, though, accused the National Democratic Party of pushing Taylor to quit.
Well, this is the first time I've ever seen National Democrats really work very hard to get a Democrat off the ballot.
But there's another twist. Kansas's Republican Secretary of State has ruled that Taylor's name must stay on the ballot. Greg Orman reacted to that.
Well, this does sort of create a really unique situation. I think it's the first time that I've heard a Republican complain about disenfranchising Democratic voters.
So it's far from the usual low-key Senate race in Kansas. Remember, Republicans need to gain 6 seats to win control of the chamber, which means Roberts must hold his seat, or it makes the GOP task that much harder nationally. To that end, the National Republican Party has sent in the cavalry in the form of a new campaign manager and other resources. So independent candidate Greg Orman better brace himself for a stormy couple of months. Don Gagne, NPR News.